Okay, so let's turn to John chapter 17, Yohane 17 章を今日は学びます。Right. まず英語で、それから日本語に訳します。I'll begin in English and then translate into Japanese today. Alright, so John chapter 17. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come, glorify your Son.That the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on the earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed.I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you have given them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and they have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I'm praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but I'm praying...For those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them and lost, and not one of them has been lost, except the Son of Destruction, that the Scripture...might be fulfilled. But now I'm coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they're not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word...is truth. Okay. So we've been reading through John and we've had the Last Supper. We've had Judas now left and Jesus spent chapters 14 and 15 and 16 talking about the imminence of Jesus' departure. And the disciples were struggling to come to terms with what it was going to mean. Now they were going to be alone, they felt. And yet Jesus said they weren't going to be alone because he was going to send the Holy Spirit. What Jesus was explaining to them and trying to get them to at least take in, not that they could fully appreciate it at the time, but was that the work was not going to stop. In fact, it was going to increase. He said, greater works than you do because I go to the Father. It's better for you that I go to the Father.If Jesus had have been there just by himself, there's only a limit on how many places he can be. But now he's going to go to heaven and he will send the Holy Spirit in his place. And now each of the disciples will be continuing the ministry. And so then he finishes up with this chapter, John chapter 17. And in John chapter 17, we see Jesus' prayer for the church. It's a very long prayer, takes up a whole chapter. And...It's a kind of, in a sense, one of those model prayers. It's a little bit like the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Here, Jesus talks a lot about the name of God, the character of God, the greatness of his character. I've kept them in your name. He talks, the word my name comes up repeatedly here. Also in Lead Us Not Into Temptation, but Deliver Us From Evil, he says here the same. I don't pray to take them out of the world, but they would be delivered from evil. So there's a lot of similarities here. What Jesus is doing here is he's basically looking forward and he's seeing his ministry continuing through us. And so let's see the sort of things that Jesus prayed for us. How does God look at our lives and what does he want of our ministry and service? The first thing we come to is in chapter 17, verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted his eyes to heaven and he said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you." When Jesus faced his death, the way he talked about it was, "Glorify your Son." In John chapter 21, when Jesus talks to Peter about Peter's death, he mentions that Peter would also be put to death and die as a martyr. In verse 18, chapter 21, verse 18, he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. When you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after this saying, he said to him, "Follow me." So you see here, Jesus, when he looks at his death, he doesn't see it in the sense of fear. He doesn't see it in the sense of, "Oh, isn't it terrible? It's all finished now." You know, he doesn't see it in the sense that of a loss. He sees it as kind of his final triumph. This is the ultimate way in which I am to glorify God. And so it is with Peter. With what kind of death will Peter glorify God? Notice he puts the distinction about when he's young and when he's old. When you were young, you went wherever you wanted. But now somebody is going to force you to go where you don't want to go. When you're young, you did whatever you wanted to do. Now someone's going to dress you, as Stephen shared the other night. If you allow someone else to dress you, you don't determine what kind of clothes you wear. In a sense, that illustrates that you allow someone else to determine your position in the world. Just like Jesus, when he was arrested, they dressed him as a king in mockery. They tore his robes off him to make him naked, make him out to be a person who had no righteousness. They put a crown of thorns on his head, a picture of the sin of this world. Thorns and thistles were a picture of the sin and the curse of this world, and Jesus wore it. Someone else did that to him. He didn't do it, and God, he allowed himself to be put into the hand of someone else to determine what happened to him. And in that sense, he was glorifying God. But he says, the hour has come. Up until that point, there were many times where it mentions that the hour had not come. For example, when Jesus was called by his mother to do a miracle at a wedding, he said, "Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come." What hour was that? It wasn't talking about the death and resurrection, probably, because his mother wanted him to do a miracle, it seems. He was probably talking about the hour in which he would publicly demonstrate his greatness. But instead of publicly demonstrating his greatness at that point, he did a private miracle. In fact, nobody knew except the servants, his disciples, his mother, and that was all. The master of the feast didn't know. The bridegroom didn't know. It was a private thing. So the hour of Jesus' greatness had not yet come. Then later on, when they tried to arrest him, it says that no one laid a hand on him, or no one was able to kill him in another place, for his hour had not yet come. But now he knows that his hour has come. So what we see from this is that there is a time that God knows that we are going to be called to a far greater and higher purpose. But we should know that this is not yet that hour, and we should know when the hour comes. In fact, the Holy Spirit will be there to teach us when that hour comes, so that we'll be ready. I was talking this week with Matt. Matt is in one of those little states in the middle of the north of America, on Lake Michigan. What's the state?
It's Iowa. It's,
not Iowa. Maybe a few. Not Chicago, but this.
Illinois.
No.
Delaware. No, Delaware. West Dakota, East Dakota, North Dakota.
I'm not sure which one it is. Yeah, it's on Lake Michigan, anyway. Near Detroit. Maybe it's near Pennsylvania. Anyway, that's where he is at the moment. It doesn't really matter where he is. The only thing that really matters is where he's not. Because where he's not is in China. And that's the only place that he wants to be. He was forced to leave China by his mission board. He himself would not have chosen to leave China. He said that he, you know, on the spur of the moment, his mission board told them all that they had to leave, and he didn't even have a chance to go back. In fact, they've even got apartments there that they're still paying the rent for. But there's not really any chance at this point in time that he can go back to China. They're not allowing tourists in. He has no working visa. He doesn't even have a university degree. So what's he going to do? What's God doing? You know, just a few months ago, Matt really believed and declared with all his heart and in faithfulness, as he understood it, that he would die in Chongqing, that he would live there until he died. He had no intention of ever leaving. And yet, now, he's sitting in this middle American state, wondering what in the world is going on. But this is also a principle that would be an instruction or an encouragement to him at this time too. This is all part of glorifying God. You're glorifying God by allowing yourself to be put into a situation that you have no control over. You know, like Jesus said to Peter, someone else is going to take you where you don't want to go. Someone else is going to dress you. Someone else is going to determine the situation of your life. And you don't want it. Jesus said very clearly, you're not going to want to go that way. And yet, our death is the ultimate time where we give up determining our own situation and we allow God to determine our situation. And that's the highest calling that God has for anybody, is that we totally give up any control over what happens in our life. The time has come. See, Jesus' whole ministry, especially in the book of John, is characterized by knowing the time. He knew that this is not the time now for me to do public miracles. Later on, when he rode into Jerusalem, he knew that this was the time for him to publicly reveal himself to be the Messiah. In fact, he arranged for it by getting the donkeys ready so that he could march, you know, ride into Jerusalem with lots of praise, and the people would be singing Hosanna, and it would make people angry. And Jesus knew the hour had come that he was to make the Jews angry at him to the point of arresting him and putting him to death. He knew when his hour had come, and he knew when his hour wasn't come. And so for us, the prayer for us is also that we would continue the same ministry of Jesus. Right through this passage, Jesus says, you know, you sent me, now I'm sending them. You gave me the word, now I have given them the word. I sanctified myself, now sanctify them. Everything that Jesus did, we are now to do. And he's praying for us that we would fulfill his ministry. So part of the ministry of Jesus is timing, and part of the ministry of Jesus is letting go of us trying to determine everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. As a Christian, we should not fear our death at all, because it honestly is the time where we're removed from the troubles of this world. Rather than fear death, it's like, do you fear taking a holiday? Do you fear having a week off? Do you fear a nice vacation? Do you fear a time where you can be taken away from the troubles of daily life and enjoy a wonderful break? That's the reality of what death should be for us. Of course, there's a little bit of pain, perhaps, but we shouldn't fear it. The real question is, is it the time yet for that? It's not a question of I'm afraid to die. Moses prayed that God would take his life. Elijah prayed that God would take his life. Jeremiah prayed, you know, God, take me away. Many righteous people prayed that God would... Jonah prayed that God would take his life away. Job prayed that God would take his life away. These people were in such difficulty. For them, death was not a difficult thing. It was actually a better option. And for Paul as well, you know, he would rather be with Christ than be here. And yet, he recognized the hour, the timing, that now is the time to serve. We need to live out what Jesus prayed for us. Jesus prayed that we would continue his ministry. He said, I pray not that we be taken out of the world, but that we be kept in the world. And so it is, we need to recognize the times of our life. What time is it for us now? For us is a time of, perhaps if we're like Matt, it's a time of not knowing what's going to happen next. He's in that time. And that's the way that he can glorify God, is simply by accepting the situation that he's in. That's how he glorifies God. On the other hand, if you're in a time of work and you have a clear ministry and you know exactly what you're doing, then you can glorify God by being sanctified, by being set apart to the truth that God has called you to. You can glorify God in that way. But in a time where you're sick, or in a time where things come up and your hands are tied and you don't have a clear ability to do what you might otherwise want to do, you glorify God by accepting that and just praising him in that situation. That's how we are called. Basically, we're called to glorify God. Jesus glorified the Father, and he says, now you glorify me. There will come a day when we will be glorified. Make no mistake, we will be raised up, and we will be rewarded for our good works. We will be given such amazing glory and honor that we can't even imagine on that day. But the timing. Right now, our calling is to glorify God. And the time where we will be glorified is coming. Just as Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before our Father who is in heaven. Okay. じゃあ、日本語の方にします。Okay. じゃあ、最初は、ヨハネ17章。はい。そして、17章の1節から17節を読みましょう。では、りんちゃんいますか？もしいたら読んでください。ヨハネ17章の1から17節までお願いします。
イエスはこれらのことを話してから目を天に向けて言われた。父よ、時が来ました。あなたの子があなたの栄光を表すためにこの栄光を表してください。それは子があなたからいただいたすべてのものに永遠の命を与えるため、あなたはすべての人を支配する権威を子にお与えになったからです。この永遠の命とは、彼らが唯一の誠の神であるあなたと、あなたの使わされたイエス・キリストを知ることです。あなたが私に行わせるためにお与えになった技を私は成し遂げて、地上であなたの栄光を表しました。今は父よ、御そばで私を栄光で輝かしてください。世界が存在する前にご一緒にいて持っていましたあの栄光で輝かしてください。私はあなたが世から取り出して私にくださった人々にあなたの皆を明らかにしました。彼らはあなたのものであって、あなたは彼らを私にくださいました。彼らはあなたの御言葉を守りました。今彼らはあなたが私にくださったものは皆あなたから出ていることを知っています。それはあなたが私にくださった御言葉を私が彼らに与えたからです。 彼らはそれを受け入れ、私があなたから出てきたことを確かに知り、またあなたが私を使わされたことを信じました。私は彼らのためにお願いします。世のためにではなく、あなたが私にくださった者たちのためにです。なぜなら彼らはあなたのものだからです。私のものは皆あなたのもの、あなたのものは私のものです。そして私は彼らによって栄光を受けました。私はもう世にいなくなります。彼らは世におりますが、私はあなたの身元に参ります。聖なる父、あなたが私にくださっているあなたの皆の中に彼らを保ってください。それは私たちと同様に彼らが一つとなるためです。私は彼らと一緒にいた時、あなたが私にくださっている皆の中に彼らを保ち、また守りました。彼らのうち誰も滅びたものはなく、ただ滅びの子が滅びました。それは聖書が成就するためです。私は今身元に参ります。私は彼らの中で私の喜びが全うされるために世にあってこれらのことを話しているのです。私は彼らにあなたの御言葉を与えました。しかし世は彼らを見くにました。私がこの世のものでないように、彼らもこの世のものではないからです。彼らをこの世から取り去ってくださるようにというのではなく、悪いものから守ってくださるようにお願いします。私がこの世のものでないように、彼らもこの世のものではありません。真理によって彼らを清め、分かってください。あなたの御言葉は真理です。
ありがとうございます。はい、そしてヨハネ福音書12までにイエス様の公の奉仕は続きました。2章から12章まで、そして13章でその最後の晩餐、そしてイスカリオってユダがイエス様を裏切ろうとしました。彼は出て行って、そしてイエス様はそれからイエス様はその11の弟子に最後の教えをしました。でその最後の教えに出てきたテーマは、イエス様はこれから父のところに行きます。そしてその上に彼らはその道にたどります。でもあなたはどこに行くかわからない、どうやってその道たどるでしょう。イエス様は、私を知ってる、父を知ってる、私を知っていたらその道も知っています。あなたは私の生き方、私の信仰、私の目的をずっと見ていた、それこそ道です。そしてその道に歩もう。彼らはやっと分かった。イエス様は父のところに行くのは彼らの益のためでした。もし行かなかったら、イエス様は一つのところしかいることはできませんけど、父のところに行ったら彼の代わりに聖霊様を与える。そしてみんなは聖霊様をいただいて、私たち全員はイエス様の奉仕を続けますので、この祈りは聖霊に満たされている私たちみんながイエス様の奉仕を続けることを見て取りなしをしていることです。だからこの祈りから私たちはもうたくさんのことを学ぶことができますけど、でもまずは小さなことある部分だけを考えましょう。この祈りは主の祈りというマタイ6章の祈りと似ています。最初は皆が雨が崇められますように、皆がここによく出てきます。また試みに合わせないで、悪いものから救い出してください。ここも私たちはこの世から離れることではなくて、でも悪悪いものから守られるように、よく似ています。しかし多分マタイ6章に彼らが あまり理解できなかったことが多い。今はイエス様のは3年間彼らを教えてて、最後にもう本当にこれからの新しい状況を教え始めました。はい、最初は17章1節、彼らのこと、これらのことを話してからイエスは、目を天に向けて言われた。父よ、時が来ました。子があなたの栄光を表すように、子の栄光を表してください。はい、 OK。 そして最初は御子が父を表したように、今まで父も御子の栄光を表すように祈りました。そして時が来たということ、その2つを合わせて考えてみましょう。イエス様の人生、イエス様の、奉仕は時によって導かれていた。イエス様はその時をよく理解できた。今はどの時でしょうか？2章には結婚式でブドウ酒がなくなった時にマリアはイエス様に、ブドウ酒がなくなった、でイエス様は女の人、私の時が来てない、私はあなたと何の関わりがあるということを、ちょっと意味分かりにくいことですけど、ヘブライ語のイディオムだと思いますけど、どういうことでしょうか、私の時が来てないことは知らないのかというふうに言っています。どの時でしょう。それはイエス様は公で奇跡をする、公で人を救うということがまだ表す時が来ていないということ。今は弟子たちが私を知ってる、救い主として知る時が来たので、彼はその奇跡をして、プライベートでやってた、しもべたちとか弟子たちとイエス様の母だけが知っていた。しかし後でイエス様は公にロバに乗ってエルサレムに入って、ホザナホザナと言われました。賛美を受けました。ユダヤ人が彼を逮捕して十字架につけるほど怒りました。その時が来たから。その前に7章30節、8章20節、イエス様を逮捕する人はいなかった。なぜならイエス様の時が来ていなかったので。私たちの人生もそうです。イエス様は私たちのために、また私たちがその時を理解できるように祈っています。今はどの時でしょうか。ここではどの時でした。死ぬ時です。あなた、父よ、時が来ました。子があなたの栄光を表すために、子の栄光を表してください。イエス様は自分の死によって神様に栄光を与える。しかし同じ時に彼は実は彼の栄光が示される。21章見てください。21章の18節と19節、ペテロに言ったことですけど、誠に誠に、今21章の18節、あなたに言います、誠に誠にあなたに言いますということは強調、すごく大事なことです。あなたは若い時には自分で帯をして、だから自分の服を着て自分で帯をして自分の望むところを歩きました。しかし年を取ると、あなたは両手を伸ばし、他の人があなたに帯をして望まないところに連れて行きます。イエスはペテロがどのような死に方で神様の栄光を表すかを示すためにこう言われたのである。はい、イエス様 にあのイエス様は自分の死によって神様の栄光を表しました。ペトロは自分の死によって神様の栄光を表しました。じゃあどういうことでしょうか。あのイエス様は自分の死によって他の人に着せられたでしょう。あの他のローマ人がヘロデのしもべたちは家来たちはイエス様に紫の衣をつけて、またあの王様をのようなあの冠だけど、それはあのイザミの、冠をかぶせられました。そしてあの彼はあの預けられました。そして手が伸ばされて、あの行きたくないところに連れて行かれた、十字架につけられました。それで彼の死はそのような死に方でした。ペトロも他の人が彼の帯を締めて行きたくないところを連れて行って、そして彼も十字架につけられてあの亡くなるあのことがあるとイエス様は予言しました。あの私たちは一番栄光、神様に栄光を与えることはどういうことでしょうか。まあもちろん殉教者で亡くなることでしょう。それ以上ないでしょう。しかし考えてみてください。殉教者で亡くなるということは、他の人は私たちを着せることと、私たちは行きたくないところに連れて行かれることです。それはあのそれこそ神様に栄光を与えることです。なぜならあの私たちは好き勝手にしない、完全に神様に私たち あの状況を任せます。私たちは実は毎日それができます。毎日神様に栄光を与えることがそのようにできます。あの今最近、まあ、先週はマットあのアメリカ人の友達、彼は今あの、まあ、アメリカの上の方のあの週、ちょっとどの週か忘れましたけど、あのミシガンあの子のあ、まあ、一つの州ですけど、そこで暮らしています。で なんでそこにいるかというと、その理由は中国に行ったけど、その選挙団体にすぐ帰りなさいと言われた時に帰ることになりました。そしてあのもう今は中国に必死に戻りたいけど戻れない。実は1年ぐらい前に、私は重慶に導かれるから重慶で亡くなりますとなんかフェイスブックに宣言しました。それはまあ彼の選挙 あのホームページですけどとにかくもう全てを捨て中国のために宣教しますと言ったけど、で実はそれはもう心で話していたけど、でも実は神様はそのちょっと後であのアメリカに帰るように、まあ、その状況を与えました。彼には何もできないから、最初はアメリカはすごくイライラしていたもう痛くないとか、もうここ何もしてないからとか、未信者とか私が福音伝えたい未信者はみんな中国にいるとか。でもどんどんだんだん彼はもう今の状況を認めることこそ神様に栄光を与えることが分かってきた。今はアメリカの文化を切ることしかない。今はあの住みたくないところに住めなければならないですけど、それこそあの神様の、栄光を表すことです。私たちは嫌な状況はをあの認めて神様のために捧げます。あのそうすると神様に栄光を与えることができるでしょう。ので今はどの時でしょうか。今はもしかしたら皆さんはあの召されていることははっきり分かっているかもしれない。その時にそれは働くべき時です。それはもう自分の奉仕を完全にしましょう。あの例えば 最近友達は神戸のちょっと貧しいところに導かれた。今牧師してます。周りに貧しい人たちとか不良と言えるでしょうか、そういう地域に住んでます。もうはっきり人を助ける人に伝道する、困っている人を家に受け入れる、彼ができることはたくさんありますので、しっかりすること、一生懸命することはことを実行することによって神様に栄光を、神様の栄光を表します。けどでもどうでしょう、どうしたらいいか分からない時にどうする、その時は認めることによって神様の栄光を表します。勝手にしようとしない、勝手に自分の状況を変えようとせずに、ただ今は神様は私を補欠にしてくださいましたので、そのことを認める。それでも神様の栄光を認めています、表していますので、今はどの時かを理解しましょう。何もしてないからといって神様の栄光を表していないわけではない。実は神様に全てを任せることこそ神様の栄光を表しています。今はどういう時でしょうか。私たちは正しいことを正しい時にやれば、それこそ御心です。それだけですよ。祈る時は祈る、勉強するべき時は勉強する、毎日しつけを持ってやらなければならないことをやる。家の手伝いもそうです、家の仕事もそうです、町の中の人を使えることもそうです、水掃除もそうです。そういう仕事がある。でそれも全部大事。その時に僕は前にラグビーのコーチをしてた時、ほとんどクリーンデーに出られなかったけど、多分クリーンデーをに参加することによってすごく町の中に影響を与えることがあると思います。私たち の, 心、彼らに対する心はそういうことによって示される。でもクリーンデーはその日だけですよ。例えば1週間前にしたとか次の日にしても全然違います認められない、でも多分誰も見ないし何とも思われないけど、その日に参加したからみんなはすごく感謝する、ありがたく思っています。まあ、同じように正しい時に正しいことをすれば、それはもうすごく大事です。正しい時に語る、正しい時に遠慮する、正しい時に働く、正しい時に勉強する、正しい時に祈る、その時を理解することが重要です。実はその何をやっていることよりも時を認めること、認識することの方が重要じゃないかと思います。私たちは神様の栄光を表すために召されているけど、時を分からなかったらできない。けどその時が分かったら、私たちは今はこのように言われているからこうします。死ぬことはそんなにひどくないでしょう。私たちはこの悩みの世界から取られる。ヨナ、モーセ、エリア、エレミア、みんな自分が死ぬように祈りました。けどそれは勝手に祈り、神様は答えなかった彼らの奉仕が必要だったから。今私たちの奉仕も必要。例えば何もしないと思っているの時も、でも私たちの奉仕は重要です。本当に亡くなる時は来るけど、その時は喜んで出会いましょう。その時はもう最高、私たちはこれから栄光、私たちは神様の栄光を表したように神様は私たちの栄光を表す。 イエス様はそうしまし言いました。人の前にイエス様を告白した人は、人の前にイエス様はその人の名を告白する。私たちは受けるべき栄光は信じられないほど素晴らしいもの、その日受ける日が来ます。しかしそれまでに私たちはその時を理解しなければならない。 OK, じゃあ next point, last point actually、Jesus prayed that we would not be taken out of the world, but that we would be that we would be kept in the world. And this is an important thing. I've noticed that the more that I watch the news lately, the more I find the news really twists my mind. I find that it's really even a dangerous thing these days to even start watching the news, because you find yourself instantly being twisted by the world's interpretations of things. And I think it's actually counterproductive. Not that I'm suggesting that we don't watch the news, but I am saying that we need... Jesus prayed that we would be kept in this world. Jesus kept the disciples in his name, and we need to be kept. And we need to also pray that God would keep us in his name. It's not a natural thing, because if there's not some sustaining force actually keeping us in his character, keeping us in his heart, we will absolutely flow along with the way the world is going. If we are on one side, we might be angry at the other side. We might be angry at what they do. We might be angry at the denial of justice. On the other hand, we might be angry at the reports and the lies that we hear on the other side. And basically, the media and the world is out to try to control our minds and divide us and split us, and we're all fighting against each other. That is the spirit of this age, and it's taking over. And if you're not being supported by the power of God, we will fall into this anger and bitterness and pointing the finger and all these things as well. But Jesus prayed that we would be not taken out of the world, but that we would be kept in the world by the power of God and protected from the evil one. Now, let's think about this. God wants us to be victorious. He doesn't want us to be victims. How do we be victorious in the world? We are victorious in the world not by winning every argument. We're victorious in the world not by understanding every issue. There are many issues I look at and I don't know. You know, every time you look at the world today, they want us to make a judgment on this or that. For example, you know, in America, one of the big topics is national health. As an Australian, it's something we all grew up with. We don't think twice about it. But I've noticed that for Americans, national health is a huge issue, and some people would say that it's from the devil and you know, that it's a horrible thing that's going to destroy our society. And I don't know. And I don't really even want to get into that. What the issue is that God is calling us to do is be kept from getting carried away with such things. What we need to do is focus on what God is doing. What is God doing in the world? How is God working in the world? And not to get caught up in a fight. I've seen this so many times in the last 20 or 30 years. Things come up and then they go, and then they come up again and then they go. And if you're into the conspiracy theories, it's 50 times worse. God wants to keep us from all of that by focusing on what he's doing. He said, I have given them my word. I have kept them in your name. So it's not an understanding of everything that's going on in the world that protects us and keeps us. It's not an understanding of all the issues, and that's what helps us to make the right decisions or choose the right thing. Not at all. It's the word of God. What is God doing in the world? That is going to help us to be victorious. When I first came to Japan, I attended a lecture, and there was a missionary who came, and she spoke about the ministry that she was involved in a place called, I think it was called Patpong or something like that in Thailand. And it was in a prostitution area. And this was a ministry, I think, mainly of Australians and New Zealanders, I think. She was from New Zealand. And what they were doing was they were working in an area where you had kids who had been sold by their parents into prostitution. And they were working in brothels in Thailand, in Bangkok. And their ministry was trying to reach out to these young kids. And obviously, you can't just preach the gospel to people like that. You've got to give them something. You've got to give them another alternative, because they were sold because they had no money. They were sold because their parents had no money. What are they going to do? And so they were actually teaching them to be stylists and beauticians, and giving them something that would allow them to break away from that lifestyle. But the thing that really struck me when I heard that lecture is, I mean, for a woman, I could kind of understand, you know, how they could do such a difficult ministry. But how could a guy do that, you know? And she said a lot of the times when they meet the girls, you know, they're not wearing anything. You know, it's a really, like in the bars and that, they will actually go into the bars to try to get relationship with these young people, to encourage them to come to church, to encourage them to come to a Bible study and attend classes, and then eventually they'll be able to give them the chance to find faith, of course, and to move out and change their lifestyle. It's a terribly, terribly difficult ministry, and I remember just thinking, imagine a guy doing that. You know, that's a clear demonstration of the power of God, that would even be possible. But that's what God is calling us to. He says, I'm not calling you out of the world. So if God's not calling us out of the world, what does that mean? What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to ignore everything that's going on around us? Well, it's a bit hard to ignore everything that's going on around us. Are we supposed to be against everything that's going on around us? And again, it's hard to do that. You know, you'll die if you try to oppose everything. What are we supposed to do? He didn't call us away from this evil world. In fact, he called us into this evil world. He wants us to go into that evil world. He wants us to go into this environment of hatred and bitterness and anger and fighting, and there be a witness of Christ. How do we do that? The only way we can do that is by focusing so much on the Word of God that we no longer really see the issues around us as that important. What is important is what God is doing. I suppose for this guy who was working in his mission, or well, I didn't meet the guy, but I saw some pictures of their team, maybe to them it's just the work of the Lord and the salvation of these people and their souls is so powerful that it overcomes sexual temptation and other things. I'm sure they have to safeguard themselves as well in many ways, but that's the power of God. You would have to be called to that ministry. Like if you did gang ministry or something, someone said once about David Wilkerson, that, or it might have been David Wilkerson himself, that said it, you know, you can't just go into a gang area if you're not called. if you weren't called, you'd die, you'd be destroyed. You know, you just couldn't handle that kind of evil. But if God calls you to it, and if he empowers you to do it, then you can. And that's what God wants us in this life. So whatever your situation is, it might be terrible. You might have to face horrible people. You might have to face difficult situations. You might have to go to face disappointment after disappointment or regret or whatever. But God is calling us to focus on his word. Keep them in my name, in my character. We learn God's character. We understand God's heart. And sanctify them. I have given them your word. He sanctified himself in the truth, and he gives us his word. We've got to be so consumed with the word of God that the evil doesn't affect us anymore. And so I find, you know, when I start to watch the news lately, because the news today is just so antagonistic in every sense. I find if I don't go in there with a guard up, I'm going to start thinking and getting angry at every issue that comes along. And that's not what God wants me to do. In fact, even if I were a complete right-wing person, I should be able to witness easily in a context of left-wing people. And even if I was an ardent left-wing, I should be able to minister easily in a right-wing environment, simply because it's not the political views and arguments and issues that are important. It's the souls of people. And it's understanding God's calling on our lives and the love that we're supposed to show and the truth. Not just love, but also truth. Truth that we're supposed to bring into these situations. So, Jesus prayed that for you. That's my point here. He prayed not that you would be taken out of this difficulty, but that you would be kept in it. Look at Mordecai and Esther, just to finish off with this example. Mordecai and Esther. Esther was on the inside, and she was like me, I think, like, you know, worried about it. Yeah, but the king's really powerful, and the king, you know, he's got the... Did you know the king, if you speak and he didn't point the scepter at you, you can die? Did you know that? You know, he... Only the king doesn't call people in every time, you know, to come and speak to him. It's been a long time since he last called. She was looking at things from the perspective of the castle and the protocol and all of that, the way that the world thinks. Mordecai's on the outside, looking in. He's saying, and he understood the timing. He said, this is the time that God says we're supposed to stand up for Israel. And if you don't stand up, then God will have to raise someone else up to do it. This is the time for speaking. In other words, Esther, you've got to stop worrying about the way the world thinks and start understanding what God is leading us to do. And that's the same message to me and to you. Stop worrying about the world, what the world thinks. Today, everyone's judging each other based on what the world thinks. But God wants us to be so consumed in what He thinks that what the world thinks makes little difference to us. We're in an evil world. We're sent into an evil world. We're to bring God's love and truth into an evil world. And if we don't keep ourselves in His name and keep ourselves in His word, then we're not going to be able to do that ministry. Jesus prayed that we would be kept in His name, in His character, and in His word. So let's make sure that we do everything we can do to cooperate with what God is doing in our life by spending that time considering and contemplating and listening to what God is saying and how He's wanting to relate and minister through us. Be very careful. In the days to come, it's so easy to get angry, bitter, hurt, caught up in pain because of issues. And in that case, we're going to be a victim. But God wants us not to be a victim, but a victor. He wants us to overcome these things with His Holy Spirit. Okay, and that's all in English. じゃあ、最後のポイントですけど、二つ目のポイントですけど、イエス様は私たちのために祈りました。何を祈ったでしょう？私たちはこの非常に大変な状況から救われるように、そうではない、実は反対のことを祈りました。もう一度読みましょうか。15節、14節と15節を読みます。私は彼らにあなたの御言葉を与えました。要は彼らを憎みました。私がこの世のものではないように、彼らもこの世のものではないからです。私がお願いすることは、あなたは彼らをこの世から取り去ることではなく、悪いものから守ってくださることです。はい、で18節、あなたが私を世に使わされたように、私も彼らを世に使わしました。19節、私は彼らのために私自身を性別します。彼ら自身も真理によって性別される ためですと書いてます。はい、まあ最初のポイントは神様の栄光を表すために時を理解しなければならないということです。で、二つ目のポイントはイエス様は私たちのために祈りました。今の教会のために祈りました。神様は私たちの毎日の戦い格闘はよく見てよく分かっている。じゃあなんで私たちを助けないのかと思ってるかもしれない。いや、神様は私たちを助けているでしょう。しかしこの世から救われるよ、取られるようにじゃなくて、このように逆に神様は私たちを救わしている。この獅子の穴に取られているようにじゃなくて、私たちは獅子の穴に連れて行かれるということです。どういうことでしょう。神様は私たちがこの世にいることを分かっている。神様はもちろん私たちをこの世から取り去ることができます。で、その日が来るけど、時でしょう。しかし今はこの邪悪な世界で私たちは奉仕するように使わされている。でも本当に性別しなければ御言葉に性別しなければ私たちはこの世の囚われ人になりますので、その警戒を今したいと思います。最近はよくニュースを見ています。で、ニュースを見ることは、まあ、最近非常に危ないと気づいています。なぜならニュースを見ると起こる。なんで起こる。例えばそのニュースの偏見によって人は悪い人と示せようとしている。私たちも自然にその人を裁くようになります。逆に反対から言うと、まあ、その立場の過ちとかその立場の嘘とか腐敗を見るとまた起こるですけど、そういう考えになったら、この世みたいに分裂を起こしたり嫌ったり憎んだりそういう人になります。しかし神様はそういう人になってほしいではない。私たちはこの大変な時代に神様の愛を示すために使わされているので、最初は私たちは神様の御名によって守られる必要があります。もう一回見てください。19節、私は彼らのために私自身を性別します。彼ら自身も真理によって性別されるためです。本当に御言葉を強調することによって神様の御心を強く分かっている、認識することによって私たちはこの世の考えに乗り越えることができるでしょう。この世には多くの誘惑があります。人を裁く誘惑があります。国を嫌う誘惑があります。恐れる誘惑があります。今オーストラリアにコロナウイルスを恐れる例があります。実は出てくるケースは少ないのに、今中国の武漢よりも長くメルブンが閉じ込められている。武漢より長いことになっている。なのに人数なっている人が本当に少ない。そして全然緊急の状態になってないけど、でも政府はその恐れの恐怖の環境によって、まあ、自分の陰気を得ているかは分からないですけど、だから人たちはもう嫌がっている、怒っている。まあ、両側も怒っている。どうすればいいでしょう。私たちはこの環境で神様の救いを述べ伝えなければならない。私たちは神様の平安を示せなければなりません。それこそ私たち の霊的な奉仕ですよ。 日本に来た時にまあその1年目か2年目ぐらいに芦屋で宣教師の話を聞きに行きました。でそれは市役所でニュージーランド人がタイの、売春地方人身売買とその子供の売春の、ことを話しました。彼らは、バンコクの一番悪いところでその、子供たちを助ける奉仕をしましたけど、でもよく考えたらその奉仕はもうすごく大変でしょう。なぜならその奉仕する人たち、その子供たちは自分の親に売られている、自分のお金はない、そしてその雇っている人たちに完全に全て任せなければならない。彼らの生活はそういう居酒屋に全部与えられている。この宣教師たちの、まあ、奉仕はまずそういう居酒屋に行くこと、そして実際にその子供たちと子供たちといったら16歳ぐらいですけど、その16、17歳の子供たちとよく仲良くして、そしてもうその生活をやめて違う生活するように、新しい技術まず教える必要があります。だからまあ散髪とか美容室にを作れるようにそういう技術を教えることによって彼らを助けました。もちろん福音を伝えたり教会の学び会とか誘ったりすることももちろんしましたけど、それはもう本当に素晴らしい奉仕ですけど、でもよくその時によく考えたのはなんか、大変でしょう。そういう特に男がそういうところに行くことだけでもなんと誘惑でしょうそしてその子供たちはもうほとんど会う時に裸と言ったから大変だけど、でも彼女が説明したのは本当に聖書、本当に神様の聖霊による奉仕、その人たちに対する愛、そして神様のしっかりした奉仕を強く強調したので誘惑に乗り越えることができました。本当にねそのような奉仕に導かれなければできないと思います。けど導かれたら神様は乗り越える力を与える。でもその乗り越える力はなんかわけわからない力ではなくてこの通りです。17節、真理によって彼らを性別してくださいということです。だからよくニュースを見るときに私はすぐに この世の不安を抱いて世のように考えるけど、でも逆に聖書を学ぶときに賛美をするときに礼拝をするときに神様のように考えるようになります。神様の真実を強調するようになります。本当にニュースを見ると殉教師の声というホームページのニュースを見た方がいいかもしれない。そのニュースの方が重要かもしれない。私たちは完全に神様の考え、神様の奉仕、神様の働きを強調してこの世の小さな問題よりも神様の大きな計画を強調することによって罪に乗り越えることができます。でもこれからこの時代はどんどんひどくなるから、私たちはもっともっともっと聖書を読んでもっと神様と祈ってもっと神様の見方から全てを見ることを学ばなければならない。最後にエステルとモルデカイの話を考えてみてください。エステルは中側にいます。モルデカイは外側にいます。エステルは王様の権力を毎日見ることができる。あの王様に呼ばれなかったら勝手に話したら死ぬよ。王様は好き勝手に人を呼びますので、勝手に王様の前に出ることはできないよ。 あのもう彼女はその宮殿の中で王様とかその政治的な力ばっかりあの考えていたけど、外側のモルドカイ、彼はやっぱり神様の御言葉を強調しました。彼はエステルに今は王の権力と関係なく神様の計画を考えてみようとエステルに言いました。あなたは今こそ立ち上がって言わなかったら神様は他の人をあげる必要あります。だから神様の計画は確かなもの、この王様すべてこの世の支配者、この文化 の誘導者、彼らの意見はつまらないです。恐れなくてもいい、そんなに考えなくてもいい。もちろん私たちクリスチャンとしてまあ重要なことに意見を出すこと、それはできますけど、その分裂とかそういう世界考え方に巻き込まれてはならない。神様のアイディアをそこに持っていくならできます。神様の立場から、多くの場合はどっちでもいい例えば保険の問題とか、それはどっちでもいい。もうとりあえず神様は人を救いたいと思っている。この世の中に全てが倒れる、神様は人を救いたい。そして人々はこの人生の中であらゆる大変なことによって神様に従うことをこれから学ぶでしょう。たとえ神様は例えば中国をに力を与えて、日本は中国 の元になる国となっても、それが御心ならいいでしょう。私たちはそういう状態でも神様に使える。イスラエルはそれこそバビロンの捕囚に連れて行かれた。神の国々、神の国が隣の強い国に囚われたのに、そこで神様はイスラエル人に多くの力を与えました。彼らはその国を祝福しました。ので主の皆に守られるように、イエス様は弟子たちをいつも自分の心 の問題を出して、これはどうでしょう、この考え方はどうでしょう、その小さな子供たちに対する扱い方はどうでしょうとか、そういうことを神様は重要と言っています。実はニュースに出ていることは重要じゃない。神様、宇宙を創造して守っている神様は私たちの心の問題を常に出していますので、その重要なことに興味を持って、それを強調してこの世に入って神様 の偉大な命令を持っていきましょう。はい。So let's finish with that. The real news that God has for us is not all these terrible things going on in the world. The real big news that the King of the universe is putting before us is the way our heart is today, the way we treat people, the way we treat the little children, for example. These are the things that God is really dealing with us. That's the news that we should really be looking at and responding to. So let's pray for a change in character. Let's pray that God will keep us in His Word, by His Word, keep us in His name. And let's go into this world without being a victim, but be a victor. はい。では、祈りましょう。神様、感謝します。あなたは力強いもので、この世の力より私たちを守ることができる。私たちはこの世の囚われ人になれない。あなたは私たちを守っているから、ぜひ神様、続けてください。毎日、あなたとの交わりの時間に、心の問題、また私たち の霊的な面を直してください。どうか神様、あなたの見方、あなたの立場から見て、すべてを判断できるように助けてください。本当に感謝します。私たちは最後にこの世から救われますか、それまでにこの世で乗り越えれるように、あなたの素晴らしい証ができるように助けてください。 イエスの御名によって祈ります。アメン。